Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
In the radio shows, very often people use a jingle where I'm giving the introduction. And I always say hello in a certain way. You know, I go,
hello.
Hello.
This is a show from Radio.
My name is Yasmina. I'm the one and only agent of Schnelle Musikalische Hilfe.
And we call for the institution of this lab. Schnelle Musikalische Hilfe.
Schnelle Musikalische Hilfe. Dealing mostly with earworms and what else they could mean.
Musical support.
What you hear, it's a result of the pilot of the agency.
I come to pick up
that little real worm. An excuse to talk about other serious things.
I come to pick up that real little worm.
It's me. Hello. I might go to a radio station and I meet people. I go, hello. Jump a few feet back because they suddenly, it's you, you know. It's your voice. It's so sweet. It's really a nice thing.
Schnelle musikalische Hilfe thought earworms are about repetition. But opening this topic with a bunch of people somehow in my comfort zone, I found out that earworms are also about mysticism, romanticism, and feminism, very importantly.
To take yourself out of yourself a little bit.
Probably that's what just happened. This is the first earworm I made for myself, probably about 2 years ago.
It's as much yours as it's mine. It's as much yours as it's mine. I'm talking about physical objects. I'm talking about physical objects.
It was a response to my idea of sharing community and being together.
It's as much yours as it's mine.
And I didn't know what I was doing in that moment.
Just a physical object. So just give it up tonight.
An excuse to talk about other serious things. I have conducted about 20 official interviews asking people in my comfort zone what are earworms for them. The intention of these interviews was to capture their solutions against earworms or the other topics which are as well discussed when we talk about earworms. Different things popped up. Mostly very personal.
Tinnitus. I have a super strong tinnitus, you know that. I got it in a concert. It was like a concert, super heavy music concert. And for me, a bit when I'm speaking about my tinnitus, I'm always thinking about this night of this concert. The concert was amazing. I didn't regret that I went there. And for me, when I'm hearing my tinnitus, like right now, for example, I'm thinking maybe this tinnitus is a kind of earworm from this moment. Like it's remembering this night that I was super amazed by this music. It's remembering the time when I got sick. But it's also about the continuing of this night.
I want everything explained. I want everything explained.
Personally, for me, empty spaces are the worst because I'm really hearing, almost seeing this sinus wave. Actually, for me, the best moment for my tinnitus is really when I put something loud on it, you know, like music or go out to the street or something like that. Also to avoid this moment, to feel this empty space who is already full with this sound. The avoiding moment is actually the best
and
for me.
I responded to each of the interviews.
To avoid to feel this empty space.
With the tailored earworm made out of some of the words people told
me. Empty space already full. I put something on it. Empty space.
Empty space who is already full.
Time and space.
For you to get that earworm out of your head.
Yeah.
In a way, I feel like my help here is not needed. You guys really figured it out.
Unsolicited musical support.
Schnelle musikalische Hilfe, you should come here.
I come with those facts you don't need.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah is really one of the world most known earworms. And who knows what it means? God knows what it means.
That's right.
That was a joke.
Hello, it's me again. Schnelle musikalische Hilfe, one agent only. I have been taking a self-care day. I dealt only with my earworms.
Schnelle musikalische Hilfe.
What an earworm could be. Like, it's not obvious what an earworm could be.
I mean, sometimes it's whatever comes to my mind, but very often it's songs.
Something which comes through your ear into your brain.
I also think that language is some sort of snake. It's very tricky. But somehow it's what bounds us, like... That's how we can understand each other, how we can connect somehow.
Sometimes people said something to me, mostly very close people, and really the sentence, as I said, the tone, the sentence and so on, stayed in my head.
I like to eat apples and bananas, bananas. It's because, as a matter of fact, it's a song that I was singing to my niece.
When I was really young, I used to write crappy little songs on my keyboard, and I wrote this little song that became like a family classic called Wind in the West.
Constant reminder, like a red flag. Hey, it's your voice here. Don't forget about it. It's really my voice.
Thousand, one.
Keep forgetting to forget me.
No, it was a bit upper.
Keep forgetting to forget me. Constantly becoming the thing I could be.
Something like that.
Un elefant se legăna pe
pânză de păianjă.
Și pentru că...
And also starting to like sing it out loudly and going with the wind. And I mean, it's kind of a nice situation, I guess.
But maybe there's just something that obsesses me or devours me, and I live in some kind of crazy liaison with them, and I just let them wear me like a glove.
Is it so I can sing it in the style? It went like that. A beautiful one like diamonds in the sky.
Esta canción que justo estuvo de moda, creo que hace 2 años, estuvo muy sonada. Y que aún no me gusta, ni siquiera me gusta bailar, que es esta canción, no recuerdo el artista, pero que tiene esta frase, despacito, tarararanaranaranana. Ay, no, no me gusta. Pero eso ya es algo que pues, ya entró en mi cerebro, no lo puedo evitar.
Once I went to school and in the morning radio was a very stupid song. Schneebedeckt sind die Berge, aber nur im kalten Winter oder wenn die Berge hoch sind. Schneebedeckt sind die Berge and so on. And then it's only one word less, one word less, one word less until it's only schneebedeckt. And then it went up again. Schneebedeckt sind die Berge. Schneebedeckt sind die Berge, aber schneebedeckt sind die. And it's still in, as you could know. I never heard it again, actually.
Da.
Schnelle Musiker.
Hilfe.
Does it work on your psyche?
Yes, it's penetrating my mental state.
Earworm.
In my search for what people think about earworms, I realized that it's a lot about preconceptions and a lot about stuck ideas, and it's all about the comfort of the ear. Mm-hmm. And the comfort of the ear is also not the ear, as Oliver Sacks says, is not the earworm, it's a brainworm.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really against earworms. I think they're nice. And also, like, to shine in the when you are with people and you don't have anything to say, you can always sing the earworm. And it's always a melody that everybody knows, so everybody are laughing because it reminds them of something, because these melodies are in the radio all the time. So it's a way to shine among people, you know, like, make a joke. So just start to sing. And then they also start to sing, they are a bit annoyed at you, but it's funny anyway. I'm a fan of earworms, actually. And I think my strategy was never different than get out of it. Never different than just sing it till I almost throw up.
Until you throw up. The climax of Schnelle Musikalische Hilfe, trying to become your next earworm.
Sing it until you throw up. Sing it until you throw up. Sing it until you throw up.
And the lock to repeat to myself.
Sing it until you throw up. Sing it, sissy, until you throw up. Zostaw. It's a way to shine.
My name is Yasmina, and I might pop up sometimes randomly on repeat, straight from your memory. And when you say, I study classical composition, for me it's like, she has the formula.
Because no.
No, of course not. But I also don't have the formula, and I'm here, Schnelle Musikalische Hilfe, the unsolicited musical support that one needs. And I haven't been to the school of giving unsolicited support, but I'm actually up to put that together if needed.
Hello. I am your new earworm.
There's no point in wanting to get rid of me
because I am not here to stay. I'll not always loop all of my sentences three times.
I'm not here to stay.
Maybe five or seven or just once with a little delay.
And some of the brains in the human mankind are not structured like that, I guess. Or they are trained to destroy patterns more actively. And I think this could be a method to look for them, like composers of new music, 12-tone, blah, blah, blah. How do they work? How do they listen? What do they avoid? Because I think it has to be an active process, a cultural praxis, not to use our evolutionary developed brain how it is. Doesn't want to work, very simply structured, using only 5% of the capacity and so on. So it's a cultural praxis, and we have to... nice pattern. Why do they use this? It's the small terz. Uh, 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 uh. It's a pattern everybody can reproduce easily, knows.
So earworm comes from German, from Urwurm.
I'll not always loop all of my sentences three times, but some maybe five or seven.
Or just once with a little delay.
There is no point in wanting to get rid of me because I am not here to stay.
Dear worm, ear worm, dear worm, ear worm, get out of there. Get out of there, dear worm, ear worm, get out of there. Get out of there, get out of there, get out. Get out of there, get out of there, get out of there, get out. Get out of there, get out of there, get out of there, get out.
Patterns. Patterns, 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 patterns.
And I absolutely found them super musical.
With a little delay.
There is no point with a little
delay. With a little delay. With a little delay. With a little delay. With a little delay. With a little delay.
Schnelle Musikalische Hilfe ended up being the pilot institution that I desired.
I'm back.
I drink your shower water.
About music also.
For me, the earworms remind me of my friends, because these earworms for me were at times of fun, also a source of fun. I mean, they are so easy to transform into my favorite type of music, which is manele. And of course, sometimes church music. So these earworms for me are actually my fun, you know? I have so many memories with these earworms since I was a child. If these earworms would not exist, I would probably miss some of my most important memories, such as, for example, I'll give you one example. I have one which I still have. So when I hear this song, I get into my head, New Year's Eve of 2013, with all my friends, is Rihanna Diamonds. I still have the earworm of this song. It's just there. Like, I have it in my head, and it reminds me of my friends. This is it. So I can sing it in the style. It went like that. A beautiful one like diamonds in the sky.
Hello. Hey, I am your new earworm.
I was swimming in the sea, and there's a lot of small fish, because that's there's a lot of newborn fish. And some of them really get into my ear when I was swimming, because they're so tiny and they were just swimming inside my ear. So I could feel them bouncing around, trying to maybe find a way to escape. I couldn't imagine how it is for them. Probably just suddenly got sucked into a cave, I would expect. They were just sucked into the tunnel that is warm and in the water, and they try to get out. So that's some earworm experience.
They get into the tunnel that is warm. They try to get out. To the tunnel. They get into the tunnel that is warm. Into the tunnel, into the tunnel, there is worm. They get into the tunnel, there is worm, and try to get out. Fish, little fish. They try to get into the tunnel. There is worm.
My dedication to
they
Vivi.
They try to get out.
People joined in. They had after
from the tunnel. There is worm. They
I hope that entered your ear to stay.
From the tunnel that
I really
warm,
imagine what are these really out. These tiny fishes. What do they really feel like? It felt so freaky to me. Almost like an oyster feeling in my throat. You feel the whole ocean, and that's a lot. That's a lot.
From the tunnel that is warm, they try to get out. Fish, fish, fish. Fish, fish, fish.
Tunnels
are sometimes sentences. From the tunnel, I will sing.
Schnelle musikalische Hilfe continues. The emergent musical help nobody but me needs.
And I just let them wear me like a glove. Earworms.
What's the relationship between me not knowing how to sing and singing anyways?
The emergent musical help you didn't know you need.
And I let them wear me like a glove. Wear me like a glove. I love them, I love them, I love them, I love them. And I let them wear me like a glove. Wear me like a glove. I love them, I love them, I love them, I love them, and I let them wear me like a
I have made a mix of the interviews I made with my ladies who are singing already.
After you repeat, variations are coming by themselves. This is also something that I use for teaching when I teach singing. I want the exercise. Something that can really be an earworm, kege. Because you use these two syllables for articulating the tongue and the palate to do this in the back, a kind of fitness of the internal of your mouth. And you can do this also very fast, like kege 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 kege, or you can do it very slow, ke ge ke ge ke ge ke ge. It's more spoken, you know, but after a while you can also sing on it. You can even put one hand here on the neck, in the back, and you feel it. And once you feel the movement in a slow exercise, then you can bring it fast. And you have to keep the sound clean. Maybe similar to what you're already doing. Many earworms, because you can make glissando with everything. You can make it with M. Make it with. All the singing technique is based on this, because there is no other way. I mean, we don't have the instrument outside. Everything is inside, so we have to imagine.
If it's a piece of music that's in my head, and I genuinely dislike it, which has happened at times. I have like a playlist of stuff that I go out and jog to, and I generally put that on because mostly it's made up of stuff that is very singable.
Sing along stuff that I go out to jog to. That I go out to jog to. Sing along with stuff that I go out to jog to. That I go out to jog to. Sing along with stuff that I go out to jog to. That I go out to jog to. Remove them from my head. That I go out to jog to.
You're warm
to.
In there your I head, in your psyche. To jog to. Not sure if throwing it away or getting rid of it is something that I would do. You know, I think I would rather really think about how to live with those earworms, all in general, you know, how to live with those. If we consider a worm something that goes in your body and kind of lives there with you, and, you know, the need to figure out how to give it space and how to eat in a way that it's going to eat the food you eat and not allow it to eat a part of your body, in a sense, you know, a certain way of allowing those little things to be a part of your day-to-day life. How people describe, for example, depression as the black dog. I think that when, especially you are a person very close to someone with, for example, depression, you always try to get rid of it, you know? There is always an attempt from the society to get rid of the black dog, to you know? It did make me think about maybe, I didn't call it an earworm, but about those repetitive, recurring thoughts that bug you, And maybe that's an interesting word that we use, no? We use the word, they bug you. Something bugs you. There's a bug. When you're kind of situated in a moment where you actually don't know what's going to happen. The system of the routine is disrupted. That's, I think, yeah, make space for those creatures and animals to be a part of you, no?
In a moment I could say I want to get rid of it. In another I feel...
out of the house, on the bike. Of me.
In a moment I say I could get rid of it. In another moment I say it's part of me.
I am inside. In a moment I say it's part of me. I am inside. I am inside. I am inside. I am inside. I am you. In a moment
I say I am you.
I had at one point into this revelation. While I was preparing a party only with feminist songs, I was trying to find on the internet only feminist songs to make a playlist with them. So for 1 week I listened to only really powerful women songs, and I used to have earworms only with these songs. This is not exactly a feminist song, but it has a feminist tendency. No more suckers in my life. I have the tendency now to think more about how can we choose the best earworms for us. The earworms that help us. Because for me, earworms are like a support mechanism. Enough about earworms. Let's find the best earworm for us and continue our lives. Earworm, 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 earworm.
Let's find this best earworm for us. Let's find the best earworm for us and continue our lives. Let's find the best earworm for us and continue our lives.
Schnelle Musikalische Hilfe is a series of interviews and talks with Alina Medoya, Alice Ferraru, Boris Slovikovsky, Elisabetta Lanfredini, Gustavo Mendes, Heidi Heidelberg, Camila Metuali, Larisa Crunțeanu, Maria Carpușina, Mihai Ogica, Petra Ștefania, Ralph Fenn, Regina Sariet, Sara Washington, Stefan Tierbach, Tatiana Lopez, Xiaoshi, Vivian Vivian-Kin. Special thanks to the Synapse Radio Lab, Tina, Marcus, Kaya, Simone, and Nico, and into our voice universe.
I'm inside.
I'm outside.
I'm inside.
I'm you.
I am inside.
You. I'm you.
To our most loved, Nina Gu.
With a little delay.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.